don't. Oh, you guys, why can't you? He jumped up suddenly and bolted out the door. Darry and I were struck dumb. Darry picked up the envelope that Soda had dropped. It's the letter he wrote Sandy, Darry said without expression, returned unopened. So that was what had been bugging Soda all afternoon, and I hadn't even bothered to find out. And while I was thinking about it, I realized that I never had paid much attention to Soda's problems. Darry and I just took it for granted that he didn't have any. When Sandy went to Florida, it wasn't Soda, Pony Boy. He told me he loved her, but I guess she didn't love him like he thought she did, because it wasn't him. You don't have to draw me a picture, I said. He wanted to marry her anyway, but she just left. Darry was looking at me with a puzzled expression. Why didn't he tell you? I didn't think he'd tell Steve or Two-Bit, but I thought he'd told you everything. Maybe he tried, I said. How many times had Soda started to tell me something, only to find I was daydreaming or stuck in a book? He would always listen to me, no matter what he was doing. He cried every night that week you were gone, Darry said slowly. Both you and Sandy in the same week. He put the envelope down. Come on, let's go after him. We chased him clear to the park. We were gaining on him, but he had a block's head start. Circle around and cut him off, Darry ordered. Even out of condition, I was the best runner. I'll stay right behind him. I headed through the trees and cut him off halfway across the park. He veered off to the right, but I caught him in a flying tackle before he'd gone more than a couple of steps. It knocked the wind out of both of us. We lay there gasping for a minute or two, and then Soda sat up and brushed the grass off his shirt. You should have gone out for football instead of track. Where did you think you were going? I lay flat on my back and looked up at him. Darry came up and dropped down beside us. Soda shrugged. I don't know. It's just, I can't stand to hear y'all fight. Sometimes I just have to get out or, it's like I'm the middle man in a tug of war and I'm being split in half. You dig? Darry gave me a startled look. Neither of us had realized what it was doing to Soda to hear us fight. I was sick and cold with shame. What he said was the truth. Darry and I did play tug of war with him, with never a thought to how much it was hurting him. Soda was fiddling with some dead grass. I mean, I can't take sides. It'd be a lot easier if I could, but I see both sides. Darry yells too much and tries too hard and takes everything too serious. And Pony Boy, you don't think enough. You don't realize all Darry's given up just to give you a chance he missed out on. He could have stuck you in a home somewhere and worked his way through college. Pony Boy, I'm telling you the truth. I dropped out because I'm dumb. I really did try in school, but you saw my grades. Look, I'm happy working in a gas station with cars. You'd never be happy doing something like that. And Darry, you ought to try to understand him more and quit bugging him about every little mistake he makes. He feels things differently than you do. He gave us a pleading look. Golly, you two, it's bad enough having to listen to it, but when you start trying to get me to take sides, tears welled up in his eyes. We're all we've got left. We ought to be able to stick together against everything. If we don't have each other, we don't have anything. If you don't have anything, you end up like Dallas, and I don't mean dead either. I mean like he was before. And that's worse than dead, please. He wiped his eyes on his arm. Don't fight anymore. Darry looked real worried. I suddenly realized that Darry was only 20, that he wasn't so much older, that he couldn't feel scared or hurt and as lost as the rest of us. I saw that I had expected Darry to do all the understanding without even trying to understand him, and he had given up a lot for Soda and me. Sure, little buddy, Darry said softly, we're not going to fight anymore.